man, I'll tell you what, that Sunday, when you dropped me off, and I was practicing, I played like, not an insane song, but a pretty rocking song for, right, Pearl Jam? I mean, maybe even Flow or something. I think it was like a live one, so it was like fucking 8 minutes. And about halfway through, my left hand was like, fuck off, bro. And I was like, oh, we gotta do this, man. Right. Come on. And when that song ended, my hand did something it's never done before. It like fucking went
spasmed.
Like
spasmed? Or clawed on you.
And I was like, what? And it was like, meow.
Oh, wow, so like, I had to give a rest from it.
Oh, dude, I didn't know what was going on. Sure. It's never done anything like that. Sure. I was like, it was going through my mind.
And you got a little bit of hypochondriac in you, so I'm sure I freaked out a little bit. Just like,
you know
just
what?
Burn
I'm really good with that, or at least relatively to how I used to be. I'm really good with that now. So I didn't freak out or learn how to not freak out in situations like many others. But I did honestly, the thought that would have normally freaked me out didn't. And that thought, which was a realistic one, was I might have just fucked my hand up like big time.
Right.
Like in a brace for fucking 3 months. Like, I don't know what's going on. I can't move this fucking thing. Right. I've never been able to not move it. I've had it so that it couldn't take any weight and pressure.
Right.
But not.
So you're prone to some tendonitis then. You've had tendonitis flare-ups.
Oh, yeah, dude. Okay. Don't you remember there was a point when I had both my hands in braces for like 3 months?
Both hands in braces? Jesus Christ. I do remember that. How long ago was that?
I did this fucking nightmarish.
Was that when we were still jamming together or is that?
Yeah, it was like thorax days.
Jesus.
But it was in a down period, obviously.
Right. So while we're
I was doing a nightmarish fucking
thing with Ken.
Flooring job with Ken, and it was getting up to Christmas time.
Sure.
And the people were away for like 3 weeks.
Right.
So, and I had to like floor this entire condo, but it involved like troweling out this really fucking tenacious glue.
You know what's funny you mentioned that? Remember that one day I came and helped you out that big mansion, I had to scrub all the fucking glue off the floor?
That was it.
That hurt my forearm so, like, I know I'm soft, but I'm not used to it, I'm expected to be sore.
Yeah,
but my forearms were screaming in agony.
Yeah.
It woke me up in the middle of the night, they were so fucking sore.
Yeah, that's what I did for like
just be as hard as I could on my belly, just go.
That's what I did for 8 to 10 hours for 3 weeks straight.
Yeah, no, like one day just fucking almost wrecked.
But I was at that age where I always bounced back.
Sure, yeah.
So
yeah,
this
yeah.
was the first time where I didn't.
Right.
It was like, oh shit, you're not invincible, right?
Yeah, once you pass that 30 rock, yeah.
And because this one was completely fucked, and then when this one started to get fucked, I go, I'll just rest it for a couple days. Yep. Then the weak one was like, do all the work.
No, yeah, like, compensating. Yeah.
So I have different kinds of braces on both of them. And it was so scary because it was right, it was so long ago now, it's crazy. It was like right when Sam was born, I remember. Because I couldn't fucking hold him properly.
Oh my god.
My hands were in braces. So I'd be like holding him like this. Like I couldn't fucking cup him.
Wow.
Like hold him like this.
That
like,
must have fucked with his brain a little bit.
It was so scary, man. What happened a few Sundays ago was opposite of that. And you know what? I went for a smoke, I had a beer.
Yeah.
And within 10 minutes, I was back here and practiced for like 2 more hours. But fuck, that was crazy. I was like, okay, you can't take a month off and then just fucking dive into even flow anymore.
Right.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Go under that. Yeah. Brother, that was good.